This is the English recording of the story Princess Sanonoi. The king of Romwisai city had a daughter named Sanonoi Ryongam, Sanonoi of the Lovely House. She was named thus because at birth she had come into the world with a tiny wooden house clasped in her hands. As she grew older, the house became her most cherished plaything. Miraculously, she was even able to enter the house despite its diminutive size. When Sanonoi turned 15, the king's soothsayer told him that her fate was to leave the city and travel alone for 1 year. Although they were reluctant, the king and the queen knew they had no choice but to send her away. The next day, they disguised Sanonoi as a villager and led her to the city gates. Sanonoi traveled aimlessly through the forest. Seeing this, the god Indra felt pity for her. He took the form of an ascetic and bestowed upon her a magic potion that could resurrect the dead. Later, as she walked deeper into the forest, Sanonoi came upon a girl with a ghoulish face named Kula. She was sprawled out on the forest floor, having died of a snake bite. Sanonoi used the ascetic's magic potion to treat the girl's wound, and she regained consciousness. Kula requested that henceforth she be allowed to accompany Sanonoi as her servant to wherever her travels may take her. In the city of Nopparat, the king's once handsome and talented son, Wishichinda, had been bitten by a snake and had lost his life 7 years prior. The royal soothsayer had predicted that within 7 years of the prince's death, a girl from another city would appear and resurrect him. When Sanonoi and Kula arrived in Nopparat, they overheard an announcement calling for someone to revive a prince who had long been dead. So they made their way to the palace. Sanonoi volunteered to treat the prince on the condition she be hidden behind 7 layers of curtains, with Kula placed on guard, so that no one could see her as she tended his wounds. Sanonoi slowly and gingerly applied the magic potion over the prince's entire body until the poison was gradually expelled and became a sweltering vapor that filled the room. Sanonoi became so hot that she hastily removed her clothing and promptly left to bath. While she was gone, Kula, who had been harboring feelings of jealousy toward her companion, snatched her abandoned clothing and slipped it on. When the prince awoke, Kula pretended to be the foreign king's daughter who had resurrected him and claimed that Sanonoi was merely her personal slave. From then on, Sanonoi was forced to be Kula's servant and was habitually mistreated. One day, Prince Wishichinda became suspicious as Kula did not behave like the daughter of a king. So he ordered her to fashion a gratong from some banana leaves. Try as she might, Kula could not manage the task, so she hurled the leaves away, scattering them all around. Sanonoi collected the banana leaves that Kula had discarded and fastened them together into a resplendent gratong. Upon seeing this, Kula wrested the piece away from her and brought it to Wishichinda. The queen saw it and was satisfied with the elegantly crafted container. She then had Kula dye a multicolored length of fabric to tie around Prince Wishichinda's ship as he was going out to sea the following day. But Kula found herself once again unable to complete her charge, so she tossed away the fabric and threw out the dye. Sanonoi retrieved the discarded materials and colored the fabric in exquisite hues. Kula snatched the cloth from her and gave it to the queen as she had done before. When the time came for the prince to set sail, he was unable to free his boat from the harbor. He presumed this was because there was some virtuous person in the palace who wanted something brought back from his trip. So he ordered one of his soldiers to gather requests from everyone in the palace. But no one had bothered to ask Sanonoi, so the ship still would not budge. The prince had the soldier return to the palace and search once more. This time he encountered Sanonoi, who told him that she wanted a beautiful miniature house. After this, the ship was finally able to clear the harbor. While the vessel was at sea, the god Indra summoned a wind to steer the ship towards Sanonoi's home city of Romwisai. The prince had found nearly all of the items that those in the palace had requested. The only thing he had been unable to locate was that for which Sanonoi had asked. So he asked the townspeople, who informed him that the only place to find such a thing would be in the palace. Prince Wishichinde thus made his way to the palace and asked to buy the tiny house to give to a slave girl. Sanonoi's father, the king, had the prince describe the slave's appearance and knew immediately that she was his daughter. So he allowed the prince to return with the tiny house in hand. Once the prince arrived back in Nob Parat, one of his soldiers presented the gift to Sanonoi. She placed the house in front of her and focused her prayers. Suddenly, a radiant light burst from the miniature dwelling and it grew much larger. Sanonoi then arose and gracefully entered the structure. All who saw this realized that Sanonoi was someone with great merit and that she was the one who had brought the prince back to life. The prince immediately exiled Kula for her treachery, and from then on he and Sanonoi lived happily together. The prince immediately exiled Kula for her treachery, and from then on, he and Sanonoi lived happily together.